Yes, a heavy defeat for Tyrone on home territory, and it's two defeats and two outings for the Red Hands, and some serious thoughts have to go into their approach to this National League campaign as they look at tackling a relegation battle even at this early stage. But a great day for Mayo and a very impressive performance under returning manager James Horan. And Mayo, they certainly look bright and sharp, strong and powerful here at Healy Park this afternoon. 9 points winners in the end. It was looking bright in the early stages for Tyrone as Darren McCurry and Lee Brennan got them off the market with scores. But that's as good as they've got for the Red Hands. They were totally outplayed and outmuscled for the remainder of the game. And Mayo, well, they took some time to settle, but newcomers Finn McDonough and Kieran Tracy landed excellent scores to get them going. It was Tracy who brought them 11 in the 24th minute. Peter Hart burst through for a point, but Mayo levelled again with Andy Moran scoring an offensive mark and then sending over a fisted effort after Aidan O'Shea and Keith Higgins had sliced through the home defence all too easily. It was Moran who provided the pass for Higgins to smash home a brilliant 32nd minute goal with McDonough's second sending them in with a 1-7 to 3 points interval lead. Well, the Mayo man, Paddy Durkin, driving strong from deep, got their attacking momentum restored immediately, and Jason McDonough with his third and Jason Doherty with a point to push them 9 ahead. Tyrone, well, they responded with scores from McCurry and Grugan, but making little impact in the physicality stakes, and another spell of direct football saw Horan's men restore their 9 points advantage with scores from goalkeeper Henley from a free and Jason Doherty with his third. Tyrone, well, they just couldn't get into the game, and it was all over for them in the 23rd minute of the second half when McDonough smashed home a brilliant goal to make it an 11 points game. No comeback from Tyrone, although they did create a little bit of history when goalkeeper Niall Morgan scored from play, but it mattered little in the end. Mayo holding out for an excellent win and a well-deserved win. There was never any doubt in it from a very early stage, and troubled time for Tyrone as they look at battling back. They have Roscommon in their next game, whereas Mayo have Cavan as their next opponents. So it all ended here in a very decisive victory for the Mayo men. It was Tyrone 10 points, Mayo 2-13.